Broadcasting from Philadelphia, this is Philly Fitness and Health, Thursday, March the 30th, 2006, and I'm your host, Kimberly Garrison. Welcome back. Today we're going to be talking to the amazing belly dancer, Lorena Kerber of Moon Gypsy. Today, Lorena is going to share the mysteries and wonders of the ancient art of belly dancing. Lorena Kerber, thank you and welcome to Philly Fitness and Health Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing the mystical art of belly dancing with our listeners. Now, are you originally from Philadelphia?
No, from Bucks County.
From Bucks County?
Yeah, Doylestown area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I always end up coming back. I leave for a while and I come back.
Okay, well, that's cool. Now, what's your background? I mean, what led you to this path to make belly dancing your business?
It's a funny kind of story. I actually, and I like to tell it because I think it helps to get a lot of women in class that wouldn't normally come when they hear my story. But 8 years ago I started. I had never danced a day in my life. I was an athlete. I played soccer, and I loved dancing. I loved watching, and I knew that I was a dancer in my soul. I knew it was there, but for a lot of, you know, childhood reasons, I was just very shy, very, very repressed, and, you know, never went to high school dances. It was a big barrier that I had to get over, and I guess at that point I was 24, and I had always watched the belly dancing. I loved it because it was so fluid, and that's how I felt, and I knew that's who I was inside. And I finally got brave, and I just figured, you know what, I'm not going to live my life like this anymore. So I took that first step. I made the phone call, and at that point it was really hard to find because it was not popular. So I had to drive 2 hours each way,
and
yeah, I was scared going down the hallway, but I knew in the first 2 minutes I knew it was going to be the rest of my life. So.
That is extraordinary.
Yeah, and I've never stopped.
Now, did you have some kind of career path, like corporate life or something?
No, I was an artist.
Okay.
I was an artist. I went to film school and art school, and I've been an artist in every medium my whole life. And dance had only been one of them, you know, 8 years ago. I finally branched out.
That's amazing. I mean, that you never had danced in your entire life.
Never.
And at the age, which is old for a dancer, 24.
Yeah, very.
You're getting ready to retire in typical dance life.
Yeah, well, that's one of the beautiful things about belly dancing. It really ages with a woman, you know. The deeper your life experience, the deeper your dance. And it's not one of those dances like ballet where you age out of it. It kind of, you know, no matter what size you are, no matter where your curves are, you know, it really accentuates the beauty of that.
Right.
So luckily, since I started at 24.
Great. That's awesome. Now, how did you transition from learning the dance to deciding to make it your business passion?
It's funny. It's just one of those things that was meant to be. Because as I said, you know, the first 2 minutes, I literally knew in my soul that it would be the rest of my life. There was no doubt. There was no question at all at any point, you know, in the last 8 years. I picked it up very quickly because I was very athletic.
Right.
And
so you think athleticism makes it easier for people to learn about dance in general?
I not necessarily that you have to be an athlete, but I think what came with that was just good, you know,
mind-body
coordination,
okay,
which is something that this dance teaches very quickly. And I stress that with all my students. So many people don't come to class because they say, you know, their excuses are either number one, oh, I don't have the belly for that,
right,
which we can talk about later,
yeah,
or number two, you know, oh, I'm not graceful enough, which, you know, again, like all
right,
of these things are something that the dance really brings to every woman. And if you find the right teacher, somebody that stresses the posture and the technique and the safe, proper way to do it,
right,
then you're going to find that sooner than you would with somebody else that just kind of
brushes through the
movements. Throws you in the corner and says, follow me.
Now, what are some of the benefits of belly dancing?
Oh, gosh, they're endless for every woman. It doesn't matter the age, the size, or shape, like I said. Balance, posture, number one. You're going to find that, again, with the right teacher, somebody that stresses that,
right,
the proper ways to do it. Because there's good and there's bad.
Right, proper proper form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Posture, I have women that notice that in their first lesson. They come back the next week like, oh, my God, I always noticed at work I was standing taller. I have women that measure taller at the doctor's offices many years in a row. You know, women that are, you know, aging women and,
right,
that are battling the osteoporosis, and the belly dancing really, really helps. And chiropractors notice a difference in their patients. It keeps their spine straighter. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, posture is a big one. Balance and gracefulness, like I said, any woman can learn that. That's no reason to stay away from classes.
Right.
Weight loss and it'll tone every muscle in your body.
That's
a guarantee. The weight loss, it'll come depending on how often you do it. It can be very aerobic. It can be very gentle, you know, whatever you want it to be.
Right.
Focus, even the ADD. I actually have severe ADD, and
you do?
Yeah, I do.
No way.
Yeah, I was on high doses of Ritalin for about 6 years, and 3 years ago I decided to go off of it, just because I didn't want to be on medication for a lot of reasons. I just didn't want that lifestyle.
Right.
And I weaned myself off of it, and I'm so severe that I was almost off the charts.
Wow.
So yeah,
that, like me sitting here across from you, that just doesn't seem possible.
I know, but I really. So when I say this, I speak from personal experience. I mean, it really, really helps with ADD because of the focus that it requires to find these intense muscle isolations. I mean, you have to focus like you would not believe.
Oh, I'm sure.
I always say, I mean, it's really, truly like a meditation in the beginning.
Wow.
And not just me. I've had other students with ADD that really agree with that. They find that on those days that they're dancing, their focus is sharper.
Yeah. Well, so. I've always been attracted to, I've been a dancer, so belly dancing was just something I was always, from afar, very attracted to. And I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to roll my tummy.
It just seems
like a really cool thing to do.
It is.
And I never took a formal lesson, but I certainly will with you.
Oh, please do.
But it just seemed like it takes incredible control do that.
And people don't realize. I think a lot of women that don't come to the class again are kind of deterred by the stereotypes out there. And that's so sad to me because they're cheating themselves of a beautiful experience. I mean, this is a dance inherently feminine. You know,
right.
It was created by women for women, which is something that a lot of people don't know.
What are some of those stereotypes? Because I didn't know there were stereotypes about.
Well, thank goodness. You know what that means? The fact that you don't know, that means that it's starting to kind of bridge that gap and go the other way. But I cannot tell you how disheartening it is, you know, for somebody like me. I live this dance. I love this dance. And I do everything I can to bring
promote it
up it. To where, yeah, right. where it needs to be. And there are still so many people that okay, stripping, I'm not a stripper, I'm not a pole dancer, I'm not a lap dancer, I'm not nothing like that.
Oh my
and
goodness,
there's so many people
think that's what belly dancing
yeah,
is?
Yeah, and I think a lot of those, I think that's born from the fact that it's too often misrepresented and therefore misunderstood. So I think there are many, many dancers out there that, you know, they go and they take an 8-week course and then they throw on a costume and go out and say, oh, I'm a belly dancer.
Right.
And dance and promote themselves professional, and that's just not the way it is.
Okay.
I mean, this is a respectable art form that takes as much training as something like ballet or you know, anything like that, any other classical art form.
At least as an apprentice for 8 years.
Right, as a professional. As a professional, you need that training.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there's also another tangent of the dance, which is for every woman. I mean, it's very appropriate for any age out there that you take the classes. It's about women being with women, you know, throw on the costume, dance in your living room, have a blast.
Right,
have
celebrate the feminine.
Right.
That's what I always
exactly.
thought it was about.
And that is the core. And in every heart of every dancer, that is what it's still about.
Right.
But as soon as you go out there with a costume dancing for money, you better have the training.
Okay.
You know, and there's too many people that don't. And that's where a lot of these stereotypes come from.
Give us the historical context of belly dancing, because I think a lot of people don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's very complex, and it's very, very ancient, so there are a lot of holes. So I can tell you what I know, and that is that it is a form of the oldest documented dance out there. It has connections with childbirth preparation. So, I mean, a lot of the movements are geared towards helping a mother through labor and preparing up to that point.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. And, I mean, from there, you know, like I said, by women, for women. That's what it was about. And then it kind of grows into a form of entertainment, and it's believe that around the 11th century it kind of left India and with the gypsies, which
okay, so the origins are from India?
Well, the style that you would see today,
okay.
the different styles. The gypsies, which are actually the Romani people, would leave India and kind of branched off across the continent and just kind of traveling around and would leave their styles and their music and it would meld with what was already in that region. And
okay.
there you have the different
branches.
Styles of what you would see today.
Okay. Wow. That I did not know. Where's your studio located?
We're building one right now in Willow Grove. I had to leave mine in Furlong because we bought a house in Willow Grove, but
okay.
we're building that now. So while that's under construction, I'm freelancing back in Hatboro, Doylestown, Furlong, and I'm probably going to add another one in there.
Okay.
So classes
Any
are
place
starting.
Any places in Center City?
Not just yet.
Not yet?
Just yet. But there are some out here. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can,
that would be great.
Yeah. If anybody wants to contact me, I can give you a list of where they are and when they're teaching. So
great. Now, what's a typical class like? Like, how many people are there? And you
it depends on the location. Okay. The monthly workshops, you know, there's definitely a lot more people. And for anybody that can't make the weekly classes, I would suggest that because that's a lot of fun.
Well, tell us about the monthly workshops.
The monthly workshops, I try to do them in Doylestown, but I'm branching out. So if anybody needs that in an area, let me know. I'm happy to be there.
Okay.
But I really just kind of try to get every woman that either A, can't make the weekly classes, or B, is afraid to. You know, some
right.
people need that extra little, you know, barrier in the middle to kind of get over that fear. So I just have everybody kind of sit down and listen to a little bit of the story and what it's about and my story and where I come from, because mm-hmm. I think that helps them relax a little bit.
Right. So you think most women come in and they're very nervous about
it? I think maybe half the people there are. They're okay. not quite sure, you know, because it can be scary because it's, they think they might have to bare their belly, that kind of thing, and,
okay.
and it's not about that.
And people feel a little inhibited
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, sure, and it's not about that at all. It's. I mean, nobody has to bare anything they don't want to. Honestly,
right.
it's not. That's not what the dance is about, believe it or not. The
right.
costuming, the bra and belt sets that are really traditional that
mm-hmm.
you associate with it now is the cabaret style, but the folkloric traditional styles were, I mean, nothing was shown. It was
okay.
basically a big baggy robe with a scarf around your
wow.
hips. You know, so it's really not about skin.
Right. I think the skin part's good, as far as I'm concerned, but everybody does have their
yeah.
their preference.
But the workshops kind of, you know, ease them into that mindset, so the weekly classes aren't as scary.
Right. I think it's great.
Yeah.
What are your future plans for this art form?
I'm working on some big stuff right now, actually.
Really? Anything you can share with
sure,
us?
Sure, yeah. I'm hoping in a year to have a traveling production out there, a large-scale dance production based solely on ethnic dance fusion with a strong underneath feeling of belly dance and Bollywood. Bollywood is
okay.
the, you know, Hollywood.
Right. In
Indian,
India,
yeah,
right?
modern Indian dance. So ethnic dance fusion. So basically what the purpose is to just kind of inspire and connect women around the world, and using pieces of the dances that kind of reflect the celebratory rituals
right.
Regarding the stages of a woman's life.
Wow,
so that's
that is
really
awesome.
Yeah, and just
tell
connecting
us,
women of every
that.
Generation.
What are some of these celebratory rituals? I mean,
well, like the birthing, dances. Like the birthing
okay.
rituals. You know, what would happen there is that all the women in the mother-to-be's family would kind of gather around and dance some of these very specific movements, because it was around long before Lamaze, you know? it would really help
right.
ease the pain and kind of almost hypnotize her into focusing and remembering what her body needs to do, things like that.
Okay, so really?
Yeah, and a lot
that
of the Mendi dances in the Bollywood, you know,
okay.
associated with right before the wedding, things like
great.
That.
Great.
So
really, this is before women were going to hospitals and
oh,
having
yeah.
babies.
Oh,
and
yeah. And really, I mean, it was not that long ago that
right.
it was still happening, and it might still be in certain parts.
Right.
So it's a beautiful part of the story.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a really fabulous.
Yeah.
It also reminds me a little bit of African dancing, which
yeah,
also
absolutely.
Is very connected with different rituals
absolutely.
And different stories.
Yeah. And that will be, yeah, the show, it's going to be a lot of, you know, Middle Eastern, African, Indian, Polynesian, just every,
oh,
you know, every really rich
okay.
cultural dance style that you can think of. And again, the purpose is just to empower and connect women around the world, because
right.
that's what I'm about. I'm really upset about what's happening to
well,
you know,
about that.
The girls and women today, and I think it's so sad that so many suffer from body image and what's happening. Just the media just bombarding everybody, and I think it's actually getting worse. I mean, I have to say.
Okay.
And I want to change that,
right.
you know. And I think people just kind of need to wake up and snap out of it and realize that we have the power to change that.
Absolutely.
You know, and the Dove campaign happening, the campaign for real beauty.
I love that campaign.
Yeah.
I wrote about that campaign.
Yeah, I'm trying
yeah.
to link up with them, because that's exactly what I'm about.
And Nike did something very similar, too, last year with some advertisements that they had with real women and workout gear, and because
exactly.
fitness is for everyone and for everybody, no matter what your size or
exactly.
your shape. And I think that more people need to get
yep.
that message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Dove did it again, too. They have a new
they're
True Colors
with it, yep.
or something like that, the
yeah.
new commercial, which I think is
yeah,
really cool that they
continue.
Aired during the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So
yeah, I think that's exactly what we need to do, and more people need to be out there.
Well, good. Well, I'm going to join you in that fight.
Excellent. Thank you.
Now, do you have any personal upcoming performances anywhere?
I have. I will be April 21st is a Friday night, and I'll be at the Casablanca restaurant in Warrington, which
okay.
is on Route 611 between Bristol and Street. So I will be there that night with a male belly dancer in the area,
Omar. Oh, my God. I didn't even know they had male belly dancers.
Yes, they are hard to find, and we are very lucky to have him. He's the best one out there. So
awesome.
I will be there Friday the 21st with Omar. And if you've never been, it's amazing. It's 8 courses of Moroccan food. It's a fantastic night. And
love live Moroccan
belly
food.
Oh, that's amazing. But, yeah.
Okay, say the date again.
Friday night, April 21st at Casablanca Restaurant, and you can go to my website or you can call 215-343-7715 because you will need to make reservations. It will fill up.
Okay, and by the way, let our listeners know what your website is.
Good idea. It's moongypsy.net, moongypsy.net.
Okay, great. Any closing thoughts for our listeners on this wonderful art of belly dancing?
My closing thought is just that I want to reach every woman I can. I think every woman out there, no matter the age, deserves to know the truth and the benefits about this dance. And they need to come to class.
Wonderful. Again, Lorena, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we have our question of the week. A young lady by the name of Tanya wants to know, what is a serving of a fruit and vegetable? A serving of a fruit or a vegetable is approximately half a cup. Produce for Better Health recommends that Americans have 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Next, we have our tip of the week. The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics shows that the average height of a man aged 20 to 74 years old increased from just over 5'8 in 1960 to 5'9.5 in 2002, while the average height of a woman the same age increased slightly over 5'3 in 1960 to 5'4 in 2002. Amazingly, while the average weight for men aged 20 to 74 rose dramatically from 166.3 pounds in 1960 to a whopping 191 pounds in 2002. The information for women of the same age increased from 140.2 pounds in 1960 to 164.3 pounds in 2002. Hence, the growing girth of America. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Again, this is your host, Kimberly Garrison, signing off. And remember, be fit, be strong, and be your best.
Philly Fitness and Health is a production of the Philadelphia Daily News and Philly.com, the region's homepage. If you're in Philly, buy the Daily News and read Kimberly Garrison's column every Thursday. If you're elsewhere, find us online at Philly.com and read Kimberly's weblog at www.girlfriendslockerroom.com, where you'll also find the show notes for this podcast. If you have a health or fitness question for Kimberly, you can leave it as a comment on the blog or email her at kimberly@phillynews.com. The Philly Fitness and Health theme song is performed by Al Hunter Jr. and the Philly Feed Garage Orchestra. I'm senior producer Vance Lemkuhl. See you next time at Philly Fitness and Health.